Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and I have today with me a very, very special guest, one of my long-term best friends for 25 some odd years. His name is Reginald Edwards, but we call him Reddy. Reddy, say hello to the people.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there?
With his low voice on. So this is the Life Development Podcast where I, or we in this case, discuss how to grow through what you're going to go through anyway by being clocked in and actively working towards your dreams. This is episode 109 entitled Graduation Gifts, because this is a very, very special weekend for me. This weekend, my nephew at 18 years old, graduated from North Crowley High School in Fort Worth. Congratulations, Emery.
Woo! Yes, congratulations.
And it's such an exciting moment because, man, graduation is just a justifiable cause for celebration. Like, think about it. Like, we transform, we expand in a what feels like a moment's time, but what took a lot of lead up. So graduation gifts today is not just about the gifts that we give to graduates, but it's about the gifts received by the community celebrating the graduate. The gift of following through on your commitment to be consistent. The gift of taking the unwanted but much needed advice from your elders and support system. The gift of fighting exhaustion and distractions and destruction and school shootings and COVID and shutdowns and virtual learning and burnt out teachers and kids that are trying to find themselves but also trying to find their homework and turn it in on time and have to show up on time. Like, I look at the world that these graduates have navigated in the past 2 years, and I felt the need to not only celebrate my nephew, but to celebrate any and every one of the youth who are now entering into the earliest phase of their adulthood. True. Now, you may feel like you're a full-fledged adult, and I'm not going to discount what you've gone through, but I'll tell you that one of the best lessons I've learned in my many years since my graduations is that you never stop learning even after you've graduated. You never stop learning.
Yes, sir.
So I want to start off with a quote by Kerry Washington. And she once said that your life is your story and the adventure ahead of you is your journey to fulfill your own purpose and potential. And what that means to me is that, man, like, we have to make it an adventure, right? It feels less worth living whenever we don't make the effort of making our lives an adventure and something that is to be enjoyed. And I believe that we can set anchor points in our lives from a lifestyle standpoint of, in my life, I want to enjoy great food. I want to travel, right? I want to study the things that interest me. I want to break bread and communicate at a high level with other people who share values and share interests with me and help me to feel more alive. And that's the adventure. That's where the fulfillment comes from.
Yes.
And I'll finish the quote, right, by saying this. Purpose, it's something that so many of us seek, but I think sometimes we seek it in a way that isn't necessarily the most effective or efficient. I think that purpose for you young graduates and for those who have graduates in their lives, the purpose can be the level of lifestyle that you desire. Right? Being able to spend time with your people without being woe is me about the job or about what you're studying or about what's stressing you, right? Sometimes we have to leave that at the door and step into those moments of connection and of community and be present in that moment. So I hope that as you hear this quote again, your life is your story and the adventure ahead of you is your journey to fulfill your own purpose and potential. I hope you take that to heart. And now let's get into the actual meat of the podcast. So some of the gifts that I identified this weekend while watching all the graduates cross the stage, one of which is the gift of preparation makes for a better experience. I mean, think about it. Leading up to graduation from high school in particular, there's 3 or 4 years of the hardest work you've ever done, right? Hormones are active and changing, right? The interests are shifting. You know, a lot of the youth start working during that time. And so there's now direction given that's tied to their wages and tied to income. And that's separate also from homework, from chores, from learning how to drive, getting the keys to that vehicle, right? learning how to be disciplined and be on time. Like there's so much preparation, or as we say in culinary arts, mise en place, which means everything in its place. There's so much preparation before you can get to the productivity. So I just want to highlight that the gift of preparation makes for a better experience. And kudos to all the graduates for the preparation that they did before their productivity that now led to them being presented to the world as graduates in the year 2022 after everything that we have gone through. Reggie, do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, yeah, man, I believe that the gift of preparation is definitely important because, you know, like whenever we wish to accomplish something, right, we just don't have that goal in sight. We have to prepare
right
for before we could actually make that a reality and a dream come true. So with these students and these graduates this year, they had to prepare themselves to be at home, virtual learning.
Absolutely.
You know, they had to prepare themselves to deal with teachers that were going through burnout,
you know,
disgruntled teachers in the workplace. So they definitely had to prepare themselves and have that resilient growth mindset, mm-hmm. which you speak about all the time, in order to get to the place of achievement that they are today.
Yeah, not only that, man, but like, think about as stressed as we are as adults, right? About all the things that we've gone through in these last few years. And for children who haven't had, or for the youth, forgive me, y'all, now young adults,
yes.
who haven't had that life experience, you were facing those same struggles and challenges, right? The mental health challenges, the social media overwhelm, and constant instant gratification and availability of the world's issues, not just our issues in our neighborhood, on our street, on our block, in our city, but the world's issues were at hand. So again, kudos to all the graduates for the preparation that you may have forgotten that you did, but I'm reminding you that you have accomplished that. And that is a gift that you gave to yourself and to the community around you. And up next, there's the gift of a ceremony to represent transformation. Like, honestly, I wish that every time I did something impressive or cool or amazing or exciting, there was some sort of mini ceremony that I could cross a stage and get a certificate right. or a diploma, right? That reminded me of the effort that it took. That reminded me of the discipline. That reminded me of the difficulty. That honestly reminded me of the days when I woke up and sat in bed and said, I don't want to do this, but I have to do this. Not only do I have to, but I get to do this. There is something significant to be said. And think about it. When you cross that stage and your aunts, your uncles, your family that flew in from thousands of miles away, your cousins, your little sisters, your big brothers, whoever it is that's your support system in your life, when you cross that stage and they are cheering you on and tears are flowing down their faces and they're yelling out loud, it may be a little bit embarrassing, right? It may have for a moment felt like, okay, this is too much. I need y'all to chill out.
Right.
But at the same time, they're celebrating and commemorating your hard work, and you get to now walk across the stage, shake that hand, and hold this certificate that is a representation of your hard work. Just don't let all of the work that you've done only stay represented by that certificate, by that diploma.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so much more than that. You are in development now, and this is a life development podcast. So what I'll say also is don't stop developing here. Don't stop here. Keep going. You've already proven to yourself that you can do something incredible that so many people haven't done. I can tell you, I didn't walk across a traditional stage. I took a year off my junior year. I say a year off. I kind of dropped out, but I went back and finished not only on time, but actually early,
yeah.
But it wasn't the traditional stage, the traditional four-year path. So if you have done that, then give yourself some credit. This is the first stage of the rest of your life. But now as you write this next chapter, just remember that you have now started off the path to your success. Carry that energy forward. Let's move on to the next one. The gift of transcendent energy. I said, carry that energy forward. Transcendent means growing above and beyond where we are. Transcend, mm-hmm. right? That energy that's in the room at the graduation is incredible because everyone there is seeing transformation and transcendence.
Right.
We're all witnessing the future, right? Step into their paths. Like, these are future presidents, future governors, future mayors, future doctors, lawyers, nurses, right? Future trash men, right? Future teachers, future chefs, future whatever your future is, future electricians. This is the infrastructure of tomorrow. You, if you are a graduate, are the infrastructure of tomorrow. You are the change we want to see in the world. But we have to, as a community, absorb that energy and take it in stride. And so even for those who aren't graduating, we should be looking at the graduates saying, okay, they are still getting accomplishments at this age. Let me tap into that energy and ask myself how I can be the best support system and graduate in my own life in whatever ways that I need to, in whatever ways that I can.
Yes, sir.
So I believe that that transcendent energy is not just for the graduate, that it is for the community and the village that it took to support and encourage them along the way. Mm. Now, number four, so we had one, the gift of preparation, right? Two, the gift of ceremony, right? Three, the gift of transcendent energy. And number four is what graduation means for the community as well as the graduate. So when I was speaking to my nephew and we had our few moments to just share some kind words, what I told him is that he is not only the youth who has taken the advice and the encouragement and the support from the elders in the room, but he is the example for the younger generation also in the room, for his younger sisters and brothers. They are now looking up to him, and there is an accountability relationship in place if you really look beneath the surface, right? Yeah. On the surface, it's just brotherhood, sisterhood, right? Or whatever the standard relationship is. Beneath the surface, there is a, I will believe in how far I can go based on how far you go, right? I will believe on how far I can reach based on how far you reach, right? Whenever you step off the stage, you're making room for me to step on the stage. And that is for not only the graduates, right, as the example, but also the people who help them get to the point of graduating. Until the day that we die, we are always still that example for someone who may be watching us that we may not even realize how closely they're watching us, but they're watching how we respond. They're watching our patience. They're watching our persistence. They're watching our resilience. They're watching our growth mindset. Or on the days whenever we fall victim to our vices, they are also watching that. Mm-hmm. So again, number four, I'll wrap up by saying that graduation for the community is so much more than I think what we give it credit for. Right? We celebrate it in a day, in a moment, and then we move on to the next task. But I hope that as you listen to this, you take a moment, you slow down, and you ask yourself, what does this graduation mean to me? What will this graduation mean to my community? What will my next graduation be? Because you will graduate again. Before we wrap up, do you have any final words, any parting words that you would want to give to the graduates of the community of wherever they are listening from, whether they be in San Bernardino, whether they be in Chino Hills in California, whether they be in North Richland Hills or North Crowley here in Texas? Please tell me about what you would like to say to the graduates. And honestly, it could be an extension of what you said yesterday to the graduates, but feel free.
Basically, I would like to say that I'm gonna keep it short and simple and sweet and very concise. And I'll touch back on the gift of ceremony to represent transformation, and that being metamorphosis. As a caterpillar, you start out in high school, right? Ninth grade. And as you walk across the stage, and as y'all walk across the stage and becoming graduates, you are now a butterfly, right? So like you said, keep that energy transcending. Don't stay there.
Yeah.
Because you don't transform into a butterfly just to crawl like you were as a caterpillar.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, you transcend.
I'm going to leave off with that right there.
Yes. I guess let me go ahead and add on to that. Yeah. That, look, this is where in life, now that you have what could be perceived as the freedom to spread your wings.
Spread your wings.
But I also want to add that with what is often perceived as freedom comes responsibility, right? Because it's only freedom to the degree of your effort that aligns with your vision, right? Yeah. So have the vision of where you want to fly to and how high you want to fly and all of those things, right? But make sure that your effort aligns with that vision. Mm. And only when your effort aligns with the vision can you truly have the freedom that you have now worked so hard to gain and that you have graduated into. So with that being said, let me finish off with this quote. It's by Chadwick Boseman, right? Rest in peace to the great Chadwick Boseman, better known as Black Panther.
Black Panther.
He said, whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. So today I say, as we wrap up, make sure that you are being shaped for your purpose in whatever it is that you do from here on out, because in this community, we choose growth and we commit to being clocked in. As always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. And I believe in your ability to do so. But you know, if you've ever heard this podcast before, that you must do the work. So let's go out into the world. Let's spread our wings. Let's fly. Let's practice transcendence. Let's graduate in the ways that we can. And let's choose growth. It's Corey. Have a great rest of your day.